conference. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is kind. God is so awesome. And we are thankful to God for allowing us another opportunity to witness to his saving grace and power. I hope and pray you woke up blessed this morning. I know you did because you're on the line with me. Amen. Today is day 26. Day 26, just 14 more days. Amen. 14 more days of our time together, prayer and fasting. And we are thankful to God for allowing us to come together. And I hope you are being blessed during this time of fasting. We're on the downslope now, and we are grateful to God for it. All right, let's get to the Word. The Word this morning is coming to us from Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. And I want to notice in your hearing verses 18 through 20. 18 through 20. In your own personal private time with God, please read the entire fourth chapter, which I believe will be a tremendous blessing to your life. But for our time, let's look at verses 18 through 20, Acts chapter 4. Here's what the word of the Lord says. Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him? You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. We cannot help speaking about what we have seen and what we have heard. Word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it. That's what I want to talk about. Beloved, the text talks about or teaches us about the arrest of Peter and John and their boldness of proclaiming and talking to the Sanhedrin Council. The Bible lets us know that the Sanhedrin Council had observed all that had gone on after Peter and John had healed this man who had been lame by the gate. And so they brought them in for an inquiry. And when they started talking, this kind of talk is what got them in trouble. They started talking about their abiding faith and deep belief in Jesus Christ. And beloved, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to talk about what we have faith in. We're supposed to talk about the goodness of God. We're supposed to talk about just what we believe in. Now, it may get you in some trouble, but it's okay. It's okay. Who are we going to listen to? Are we going to listen to people that have no kind of understanding of what's happening? Or are we going to listen to God who has given us what we are now experiencing and enjoying in his love? When Jesus Christ has so deeply and so closely touched your life, when Jesus has changed your life, you have the opportunity then to talk about God's goodness. I preached a sermon series not too long ago that said, change lives ought to lead to changed action. Christian life is one of gratitude for all that the Lord has done. So as a believer, if I can't talk about what I believe, then I just become a chino. What is a chino? A Christian in name only. And I don't know about anybody else, but I don't want to be a Christian in name only. I want to walk and talk about my faith. So the relevant question this morning, beloved, is what happens when you talk about it? What happens when you talk about it? There are three things out of this text that take place to show us what happens when we talk about it. Number one, when you talk about it, you better get ready to face some opposition. When you talk about it, you better get ready to face some opposition. Look at verse 18. Verse 18 says, then they called them in again. They had dismissed them to kind of confer with one another about what they were going to do. When they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. Listen, when you start talking about Jesus and you start talking about how good God has been and how God has blessed you, get ready to face opposition. But here's the thing, we cannot allow non-believers to command us not to speak about Jesus. Bible says that they tried to command them, do not speak or teach in the name of Jesus at all. Don't do it, just hush. But listen, when God has been so good to you, you can't hush. Although they oppose your talk and your testimony, they don't know what you know, and they've not experienced what you've experienced. See, the opposition will always oppose what you talk about because they don't want it to get out about the goodness of God. Look at verses 16 and 17. When they were getting ready to confer together, verse 16 says, what are we going to do with these men, they asked. Everyone living in Jerusalem knows they have performed a notable sign, and we cannot deny it. Verse 17 says, but to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn them to speak no longer to anyone in this name. They had devised a plan to kind of shut them up. But here's the thing, when opposition rises, that's when God will give you the strength to keep speaking boldly on his behalf. Don't let anyone or anybody stop you from talking about it. In fact, next time you're at the water cooler, or the next time you're among friends in the break room, or the next time you're with a gathering of folks in a certain setting, and someone tries to stop you from talking about Jesus, telling you we ain't in church, this is not the right place, and this is not the right time, you tell them, excuse me, if I can't talk about the goodness of God, if I can't talk about how God has made a way for me, then I see who you are, and you excuse yourself from that group because your opposition will not know what to do with you, and they will know for a fact that you're going to continue to talk about the Lord. But there's more here. I got caught up. There's more here. Not only when you talk about it will you get must be ready for opposition. The second thing is when you talk about it, God will give you greater opportunities than ever before. When you talk about it, God will give you greater opportunities than ever before. Look at verse 19. Now they told them to shut up, to hush. You can't speak or teach in the name of Jesus. But watch this, verse 19 says, but when Peter and John replied, they said, which is right in God's eyes? To listen to you or to him? You be the judge. In other words, I don't know what you're talking about. Y'all opposing what we're talking about, but I know this, that God has been too good. He says, which is right in God's eyes, listening to you or listening to God? The reality is Peter and John understood what Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. He says, you're going to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and into the uttermost parts of the earth. In fact, beloved, verses 9 and 10 lets us know that they can't stop talking about it because they got evidence of God's goodness. Verse 9 says, if we're being called to account today for acts of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how he was healed, verse 10 says, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Whoa! If y'all gonna call us into account and y'all gonna try to shut us up, listen, here's the evidence of God's movement in the midst. God will always give you a greater opportunity if you keep on talking about it. The healing of the lame man was just a demonstration of God's power, but the greater opportunity was to share their faith with everybody within earshot of the man who was formerly lame. Verse 12 says this, that salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. What a great opportunity to share your faith. God will allow a great demonstration to prove is a great way for you to talk about the goodness of God. And the greater opportunity is, the bolder your talk, the more triumphant God becomes in the eyes of individuals. But here's the last thing, beloved. Not only when you talk about it, are you going to have to get ready for some opposition? And not only when you talk about it, you got to get ready for the greater opportunity. But here's the last thing. When you talk about it, God will make sure that he gives you allows you to become an overcomer, an overcomer. Look at verse 20. Verse 20 says this, as for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. Here's the thing, beloved. Verse 8, now we'll do this quickly. Verse 8 says, then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke to them, rulers and elders of the people. They began to speak with holy boldness. They spoke because they were empowered by the Holy Spirit. God will allow you to be overcome with the power of the Holy Spirit when you learn to speak boldly on God's behalf. Watch verse 13. Please mark this down. The Bible says, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. So what happens is, when you're overcome with the power that comes by way of the Holy Spirit, then they will be overcome and astonished at the fact that you're able to speak with such holy boldness. But I ain't done yet, beloved. I ain't done yet. Watch this. But the Bible says, verse 14, but since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing that the Sanhedrin could say. What God will do is, when you're overcome with the power of the Holy Spirit, God will overcome them to help them to realize that it's by my power that they're speaking. But here's the last thing. Listen, God will make you overcome it. And I'm praying. Look at verse 21. Verse 21 says, after further threats, they let them go. And they could not decide how to punish them. Why? Because all the people were praising God for what had happened. In other words, when you're overcome by the power of the Holy Spirit and you speak with holy boldness, then the opposition will be overcome with recognizing and realizing that it's Jesus that has done what has happened, Jesus has done what's happening now in your life. Then the people will become overcome by praising God and thanking God for his deliverance and thanking God for his grace. Go on and talk about it. Don't let nobody stop you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for the opportunity, Lord, to speak with holy boldness, to talk about your goodness and your grace and your mercy and your love. And we ain't going to shut up about it, God, because you've been too good to us. You continue to make ways for us. You continue to provide for us. You continue to open doors for us. And I've seen too much, God, and we've heard too much, God, to shut up about your goodness. So, God, we're going to continue to speak with holy boldness. We're going to continue to talk about it in the face of opposition. We're going to continue to talk about it waiting on a greater opportunity. And we're going to continue to talk about it knowing, God, that you have made us overcomers. Continue to bless us and keep us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Listen, don't let nobody shut you up. Talk about it because God's been too good. Amen. Let me go. I got to go. God bless y'all. Day 26. Amen. Woo! Thank you, God. Thank you.